Ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes, with their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. You went away this weekend, didn't you, Ed? Did you have fun?
Almost froze to death.
At this time of year?
Mm-hmm. In the mountains, it gets cold at night. Ooh, I got in between so many blankets, I had to put in a bookmark to show where I was.
Well, right now, that ought to be a cooling, pleasant memory.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Blankets remind me of something I wanted to say. What was it?
Something about Indians?
Of course not. Oh, I know. I was going to say, friends, I know if you haven't already, sometime this summer, you'll be washing your lightweight blankets. And I just want to remind you, Ivory Flakes them.
If you like soft, downy blankets, better remember that.
Mm-hmm. Wash them gently in Ivory Flakes. That keeps wools fleecy twice as long.
Matter of fact, friend, that's the way to wash anything that needs special care. Gently in Ivory Flakes. You'll get up to twice the wear.
Rayon dresses, blouses, sweaters, slips, and pajamas. Those things are fragile. They're hard to replace these days. And the wrong kind of washing.
The wrong kind of soap.
That often frays seams and fades colors. Nice clothes like that need gentle care if you expect them to stay fresh and attractive.
Gentle Ivory Flakes care is your answer. Right, Margaret?
Right. Oh, and say, friends, include rayon stockings in your things to be Ivory Flakes. Because, you know, in strain tests we made, rayon stockings washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap. And nightly Ivory Flakes care will do a lot for the fit of your rayons.
Friends, Ivory Flakes are pure and mild.
As pure, as mild as baby's ivory soap.
Ivory Flakes are the flake form of that famous soap, you know.
And wash tests prove how really lovely they help clothes stay.
Rayon dresses, blouses, slips, sweaters.
All those things. They'll give you up to twice the wear.
If you give them Ivory Flakes care. That's all, folks, all there is to it. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook has newly arrived home from the office, and he removes his straw hat as he seats himself beside his wife on the top step but one.
Hulling peas, eh, Dr. Sleech?
Uh-huh. It's hotter than a furnace in that kitchen. Thought I'd come out here where there was a breeze.
I don't feel any breeze.
There was one a while ago.
Been a scorcher every day.
Yeah.
Hope it cools off so we can sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm. Ruthie called.
What's Ruthie say?
Something I meant to remember and tell you.
I bet she said I'm a million times handsomer than that old Ted Stembottom and she wishes she'd married me instead.
No.
I bet she said she loves solid peanuts and would like
to... What was that trash? Wasn't anything important. Just some little trivial gossip, but I meant to remember it.
Uncle Fletcher,
huh? Uh-huh. And Russell and Bluetooth. I think they're squatting in the yard beside the front cellar window. Oh, ish, what was that Ruthie said that made me laugh and I pigeonholed away in my head to tell you?
Oh, you'll think of it.
Aggravates a person to have something on the tip of their tongue and they can't put their finger on it.
Lads must be telling funny stories.
Yeah?
I thought Uncle Fletcher was going home today.
He was home. Went home twice. He only lives 3 blocks away, you know.
Will he be with us for supper this evening?
Yeah, and he's staying all night.
Uh-huh.
Said this afternoon he believed he'd stretch his rest out a little longer.
Is he going home tomorrow?
Well, he was home today, twice.
There's something about this setup that'll make a guy's head hurt if he let himself think about it much.
How do you mean?
Well, here's Uncle Fletcher living 3 blocks away and paying his landlady good money for room and board, and he elects to come and stay with us.
Well, not stay with us.
Well, he arrived Friday. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I call that quite a stretch of time.
Are you hinting that maybe...
Oh, no, not at all. Uncle Fletcher's welcome as a horse. I just wondered what his plans were.
Well, he calls this his vacation. It's a rest, a change.
Sure. No, I don't care how long he stays.
As far as that goes.
Yes?
I'm not at all sure he's even going home tomorrow.
He might stay on indefinitely?
Well, Ish, I wouldn't say indefinitely.
Guy's paying good money for room and board 3 blocks up the street.
This thought occurred to me, Vic.
What thought occurred to you?
There might be more to this than we think.
Yeah?
Uncle Fletcher's been saying he looks for tremendous new developments in connection with his landlady getting married.
Well?
Maybe she plans on getting married real soon. Maybe she's already married. Uncle Fletcher thinks he's awful deep and cute about stuff. Maybe Miss Keller has given him his notice. Maybe he plans on staying here a while.
Cut the long-eared mutt. Subject of our discussion draws near.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't some such trash going on.
Well, greetings, friends. Can anybody lend me $40 till the first of the week?
Hi, Gov.
Afternoon, Vic, honey. Home from work, are they?
Afraid so. How are you feeling?
That's right.
Sure is, boy.
Sit down.
Oh, I'm going to stand up. I've been sitting down for the last hour.
Where's your dear old pal, Bluetooth?
He went on home.
How's that, sweetie, honey?
I asked Russell what become of Bluetooth.
Bluetooth went on home.
I noticed you three fellas squatting in the yard there.
No, Bluetooth went on home.
Uh-huh.
Say, kiddo, Ike Niesuffer asked me this afternoon if any of you Thimble Club women would be interested in...
I was telling the boys a little story about... Oh, excuse me, Vic.
Not at all. Say, Ike Niesuffer wants to know if any of you...
I tell the boys this little story about Ray Baltgraw. They like to laugh their heads off. Is that right, Russell?
Yeah, awful funny story.
I got the suspicion you and Bluetooth never believed that story.
Well, I'll be frank with you, Uncle Fletcher, we didn't.
What kind of a way to talk is that?
What'd you start to say about Ike Niesuffer, Vic?
Oh, he wants to know if any of you Thimble Club ladies would be interested in getting together
like
some money...
Likely you people and... remember Ray Baltgraw. Oh, excuse me, Vic. Go ahead.
Be interested in getting together some money and buying a subscription.
Ray Baltgraw was a Norman, Oklahoma fella. You might just possibly have met him in Independence, Missouri, Vic.
I was never in Independence, Missouri.
Ray had a sister living there.
Oh, boy, a hot dog.
Likely you recollect Ray Baltgraw from Norman, Oklahoma, Sadie.
He never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
That was Homer Heck.
It was Homer Heck
that never even owned the socks.
All right, it was Homer Heck. What's all this about Ike Niesuffer and the Thimble Club ladies?
I'll try to tell you later.
Homer Heck from Norman, Oklahoma. He never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Uncle Fletcher, tell about Ray Baltgraw.
I will.
Oh.
Ray Baltgraw, Vic, honey, learned to ride on the tricycle when he was 24 years old.
An infant phenomenon.
What?
Go ahead.
Listen to this, you people. It's very funny.
I would prefer not to be interrupted, Russell Hay.
You won't hear another squeak.
Ray Baltgraw, Sade, and Vicky Honey learned to ride on the tricycle when he was 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When he was 30 years old, he tackled the two-wheeler.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
When he was 48 years old, he tackled the one-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we call the one-wheeled bicycle, Russell?
The unicycle.
We call the one-wheeled bicycle the unicycle.
I call it George.
Lay off, Gov. The story starts getting funny now.
When he was 63 years old, Ray Baltgraw attempted to learn to ride on a bicycle that never had any wheels.
A bicycle that never had any wheels.
No wheels whatsoever.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Explain it, Uncle Fletcher.
Well, sir, naturally it was impossible. No half-wit can ride on a bicycle that's got no wheels. But Ray Baltgraw was a stubborn numbskull. He refused to give up. He had this leather saddle, see, and a pair of handlebars and a set of pedals. He'd sit in the yard there at his sister's house in Independence, Missouri, and he'd be in this leather saddle hanging onto those handlebars and pedaling away on that set of pedals. Of course, he never got anywhere. Bluetooth and Russell here, they won't believe that. You believe it now, don't you, Russell?
Oh, sure.
You say Ike Niesuffer wants to sell a Thimble Club?
Ray Baltgraw was a good friend of Art McFrop that mistook a saucer of dynamite for breakfast food and lost his sense of hearing.
Well, interesting trash sure does go on.
Oh, that's right.
Vic, you mean Ike is peddling subscriptions to...
That was published in the newspaper, published in several newspapers. Roy dejectedly sent me a clipping from a lame brain Wisconsin newspaper. Art McFrop, this newspaper stated, mistook a saucer of dynamite for breakfast food and lost his sense of hearing.
Did the dynamite explode?
What?
Did the dynamite explode?
No.
Hmm.
Very likely, Vic, honey, Sadie mentioned it to you. I've decided to prolong my stay.
Yes, she did.
I feel I can use some additional rest.
Uh-huh. Well, you know you're welcome.
The rest that's not a complete rest ain't worth a dime.
Yeah.
I've threw aside all my worries since I come here last Friday, and I'm gradually getting comfortable and relaxed.
That's great.
I'm not bothering my head about a thing.
Uh-huh.
You are aware, of course, that there's considerable talk around about my landlady, Miss Keller, getting married.
Yes, I've heard some of it.
I look for startling developments in connection with that matter to occur within the next 2 weeks to 20 days.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not worrying about it.
Uh-huh.
I am not worrying either about the peanut machine down at the interurban station, in which I have a joint interest, along with B.B. Ball. Felt Rundley across the alley is anxious to have a pow-pow about his progress in removing the odor from hyena grease. But I'm stalling him off until such a time as I consider myself fully rested up. And so, as I told Sadie here this afternoon, I have decided to prolong my visit.
Oh, dandy.
After supper, I'll go home and repack my valise.
After supper, you'll go home and do what?
Repack my valise. I only come prepared for a couple of days. I need clean shirts and socks.
Oh.
It won't be any great big journey. I only live 3 blocks away.
Oh.
I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I won't be gone long enough to interfere with any arrangements you may have made for my entertainment.
Oh, fine.
Now, Sadie, honey, you were wrong about it being Ray Baltgall that never even owned the socks he wore on his feet.
Why, thanks.
Homer Heck was a man that never owned the socks he wore on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Vic, I have decided to prolong my visit.
Oh, fine.
Sadie, let's pop some popcorn.
Popcorn?
Let's pop some popcorn.
Well, we're going to eat supper in an hour.
It's terrible hot weather for popping popcorn.
It's almost supper time, Uncle Fletcher.
Vic, go get the popcorn popper.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Go get the popcorn popper. We're going to pop some popcorn.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
Friends, sometimes you can make a wrong move without realizing it.
Until it's too late.
For instance, you may be washing your rayon stockings with the wrong kind of soap. So before it's too late, change to Ivory Flakes.
Nightly Ivory Flakes care will keep your rayons wearing longer.
Stocking strain tests were made, and they showed rayon stockings washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Another thing, if you wash your rayons every night in Ivory Flakes, they'll fit better.
They won't bag at the knees so, or wrinkle round your ankles. They'll look positively sleek.
Oh, you'll be a smoothie if you change to Ivory Flakes. Check, Margaret?
Check. Friends, Ivory Flakes are ivory mild and ivory pure.
A swell soap. Even if your dealer should be out of them occasionally, keep asking. He'll have more soon.
And folks, don't forget Ivory Flakes care for your blouses, slips, and nightgowns. Never wash them the wrong way.
Give them gentle Ivory Flakes care. Get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Slacken fat-saving habits. Now more than ever, fighting men need ammunition, medicinal supplies. Save, turn in used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.